Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Autism and Scouting Radio, your source for acceptance, enrichment, inspiration, and empowerment within the Autism and Asperger's Scouting communities. Our show will be starting shortly. To listen to archives of previous broadcasts, visit www.autismempowerment.org and click on the Autism and Scouting or Autism Empowerment Radio tab. As a nonprofit charity, we rely on public generosity to fund our programs, special events, support services, and radio broadcasting. Thank you for considering a tax-deductible donation today. Our show is now beginning.
Hello, and welcome back to Autism and Scouting Radio. My name is John Kreischer. I'm the Vice President of Operations for Autism Empowerment, as well as Program Director for the Autism and Scouting Program. And I will, again, as well, be your host today. Autism and Scouting Radio is part of the Autism and Scouting Program, which is one of the core programs of Autism Empowerment. To get more information about both Autism Empowerment and the Autism and Scouting Program, after this broadcast, please visit us at www.autismempowerment.org and join us there on Facebook, Twitter, and a variety of other multimedia, social media outlets, as well as Google Plus and the new Google Plus communities. If you're interested in upcoming broadcasts or listening to any of the previous broadcasts in archive or via podcast, you can do so there, or you can find us on iTunes as well. You can both find the sister station, Autism Empowerment Radio, on iTunes, as well as the Autism Scouting radio station on iTunes as well. As Karen had said in the opening, Autism Empowerment is a publicly funded charity. Our ability to keep and expand, as well as enhance our program offerings, depends on the public support. In this time of giving, we ask that you consider a gift to Autism Empowerment. Donations of any size go really a long way to help support all of the different programs that we have, including the Autism and Scouting Program, and helps those on the autism spectrum, as well as their caregivers and the people that support them. To get more information on how you can help and support Autism Empowerment, you can, again, go to our website at www.autismempowerment.org. Thank you so much for all of your support, and we hope that you have a wonderful holiday season. I want to thank my last guest, Dawn Cromwell, out of the Denver area. Last week we talked about her experience at WoodBadge and how that translates into helping those leaders working with scouts on the autism spectrum. She's putting together training that will directly help and benefit those leaders when they're working directly with kids on the autism spectrum. And we look forward to seeing when she's all done with her training to see what that looks like. Before I get to today's special guest, I want to let people know that today's show is dedicated to all of those people lost last week in the events at Newtown, Connecticut. It's also especially dedicated to the 8 Daisy Scouts and the 2 Tiger Scouts that lost their lives, as well as Victoria Soto, one of the hero teachers. She was a Venture Scout in her youth. And we all, our hearts and prayers go out to all of the families, but an extra dedication to those scouting families. We all lost a little bit last week. With that dedication, though, I want to focus on our return guest. Ryan is a Tiger Scout as well. Ryan was on our show first in July, and he'd only been in the Tiger program for about 2 months. He asked me if he could come back on the show and share more what he has been doing. So Ryan comes to us from our part of our Inspiration from the Spectrum collection collection of shows. When I asked him specifically what he wanted to talk about, he said he wanted to talk about his uniform. And I kind of scratched my head and go, what can I talk about? 45 minutes about his uniform. And then it kind of clicked on why he wanted to talk about his uniform. Because all the different patches on his uniform, including his segments and everything else, kind of talks about his journey in so far in his scouting background. Because if you look at a scout's uniform, it tells a lot about where they've been, what journey they've been on, and actually it kind of made a lot of sense to me after that. So I want to get him on, and so without any further ado, let's welcome Ryan and his mom. Welcome, Ryan.
Welcome.
Hi, how are you doing, Ryan?
Good.
Welcome back to Autism and Scouting Radio.
Thank you.
And how is his mom there?
Yes, mom's here too. Thank you.
Welcome back as well.
I appreciate you having us on air.
No problem. So, Ryan, you wanted to talk about your uniform. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, Les, do you want to go over all the different patches that you have?
Not right now.
Okay. What did you want to do right now, then?
I want to go over the patches.
You want to go over the patches. Okay. Let's start before we go over all of the patches and stuff. I want to ask you a couple quick questions about your scouting experience so far, okay?
Yeah.
So first of all, you've been in scouting now since June. What's been your favorite thing since June?
That's a really tricky question.
Okay.
Well, when I went camping for a night, I'll say.
Well, you enjoyed the camping?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you enjoy? Because I know recently.
It was like that. That was like once there, like, yay, I was so excited to go, like, why are we getting lost?
Okay, so when you were trying to get to the camp, you guys got lost?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but you finally made it to camp,
I made
right?
it.
Yeah, and what did you do at camp?
Eat food, of course.
Of course. Did you get to sleep in a tent or in a, what? How did, where did you sleep?
A little cabin, I would say.
A little, oh, very nice.
Not a cruise cabin, but a cabin made out of wood.
Okay.
And mom slept with me too.
Oh, very nice. And, because mom was actually a Girl Scout, from my understanding. So I'm sure that brought back lots
That's
of great
really
memories.
That's really true.
Yes. And so what did you do while you were camping? Did you do anything while you were at the camp? Did you get to shoot?
We played games when Dad sent us to bed. We're playing games like till like midnight or 11 o'clock, I would say.
What are the scouting activities that you did?
Well, yeah, exactly. What scouting activities did you do?
Scout.
Do you remember when we went to different stations and they had us do a different activity at each station?
Did you get to do BB guns or bow and arrow?
Oh, of course, bow and arrow.
Okay. And did you like that?
Yeah.
I heard you got to pet some animals.
Yeah, that's true.
What kind of animals did you get to pet?
I don't know, because that was a very long time ago.
Okay.
A horse.
A horse, very good. And I heard you got to make butter.
Yeah, and I ate it. Yum, yum.
Because you like butter, right?
Yeah, because I always love to eat butter.
Very nice. So why don't we get to your uniform, and we'll go over your uniform, okay?
Okay.
So looking at your shirt, let's start on the right side. Is that okay?
Okay.
Now, there should be a patch on the shoulder. Because I've seen it before with a salmon on it. What does the salmon say?
Hey, man.
A big fish.
Are you sure there's a food salmon on it?
It's a purple and green patch, and it has a fish on it, and that's actually a salmon.
Salmon is food, not fish.
Okay, so what does the patch say?
Well, it says Oregon, Washington, Cascade, Pacific Council.
And do you know what that is?
Probably scouting.
Is that your council patch?
Yes.
And so that's the council that you belong to, huh?
Yeah.
Very nice. And underneath it, there's some numbers, correct?
Yeah.
And what numbers are those?
462.
And what's that?
What number? The what's
462?
Our pack.
That's your pack. Oh, do you have a big pack?
Right, yes.
Okay. Do you like going to the pack meetings?
It's boring, but...
Okay.
Well, Brian, you seemed really excited when we went to do the different activities that they've had.
Because I heard they had a Halloween party, and they had karate.
Not karate.
What did they have?
Was it taekwondo?
What did you say again?
Taekwondo.
Yes.
And you liked that very much.
A magic show.
Oh, there's a magic show? And from what I understand, in January, they're going to have a police doggy there.
Are you sure?
That's what I was been told.
Doggy in January?
Yeah.
I don't think there is police doggies. Why are you making this up?
I'm not. Anyways.
I think you are.
you're an adorable little young lad.
I know.
Okay, there's something around your shoulder, a yellow cord. What is that?
Assistant dinner cord.
So you're the assistant dinner for the month?
Well, yes, until New Year's Eve.
And then what happens?
I'm the dinner starting New Year's Day.
Oh, very nice. And what is a dinner?
A dinner?
Yes, dinner.
Oh, it's the time. Like.
So he keeps track of the time?
Yes.
Do you get to help out with the...
Yes.
And do you take attendance?
Yes.
And do you help the person pass out the snacks?
Yes.
So you have a lot of responsibilities, don't you?
Yeah.
Mm. It's kind of like a mini leadership position, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Very nice. Well, let's move to the front of your uniform, okay?
Okay.
So there's a round purple and white patch on the left side. Do you see that?
No, on the left or right?
On the left side.
On the left.
I'm sorry, if you're looking at your shirt, it's on the right side.
Yeah, if you're wearing the shirt, it's on your left. But if we're looking at it here, it's on the right. So, yes.
On the right or left, Dad?
On the right.
We're looking at it here. I'm pointing to it.
Yes, it has a scouting symbol on it.
Do you know what that means?
We're in scouting.
Mm-hmm. Does Mom know what that means?
Mom, you think you know?
Yes, I do.
Take a guess. It's a pig, I guess.
What is that, Mom?
I'm waiting for Ryan to tell because I think he knows.
Okay. It is the scouting patch, I said.
It's the what? The world what?
The scouting patch.
Is that the Brotherhood of Scouting patch?
Yes. Can you say World Brotherhood of Scouting?
Brotherhood of Scouting patch.
Okay. That's okay. We'll move on to your next patch. So, that means basically, Ryan, that you're part of a whole worldwide organization that
a
are all...
A world.
What?
A world by the universe.
Well, in our world, it could be world or universe, but throughout our Earth, you're all part of the same brotherhood of scouting. So if one scout, they're all part of this whole scouting community, family.
It's all connected together, see?
And then there's, going down on the pocket, I saw there's like an orange pin. Do you know what that is?
I don't see an...
It's right here.
I don't see an orange patch on there.
An orange pin. See, the orange pin?
I don't see an orange pin on there.
Okay.
It's gold in the middle, and it has a sun. It's from the National Summertime Award.
Do you know what you? Do you know why you earned that?
Doing camping in the summertime.
Right, because you did different.
And having a radio, and me having my own radio. So.
Very good.
You had to do different activities throughout
the summer. I had a radio show in July.
Yes.
My last radio show is July
2012. Okay. And then what
do we
keep on...
Into that one on archive, you can.
Have
it's
you won any...
www.blogtalkradio.com.
/autism and scouting.
Radio.
Okay. Thank you for the nice plug, Ryan.
I'll try to get to my other radio show.
So you want other people to go and listen to your other radio show as well, right?
And I had a radio show.
Okay.
Lots of hundreds of listeners.
Do you want to continue talking about your patches, Ryan?
Yeah.
Okay. So is there anything when you're looking at your shirt, is there anything else on the right hand side of the shirt?
Well, yes.
And what's that?
The Bobcat.
You've already earned your Bobcat badge?
Oh, of course I did.
Of course you did. What did you have to do to earn your Bobcat badge?
Do these stuff.
Like what? We're on the radio, Ryan, so people can't see it. So we are going to need to describe what you did.
So what are some of the things that you had to learn on the Bobcat Trail?
The trail to Bobcat.
You had to learn the promise, right? The Cub Scout promise?
What is that?
Do you know the Cub Scout promise?
Yes, I, your name, promise to do my best to do my duty to God and my country, to help other people, and to obey the law of the pact.
Very nice. Do you know what a Weeblo is?
We be loyal scouts.
Very nice. And do you know how to do the Cub Scout handshake and the sign?
Yes,
Is he doing that right now?
Yeah, it's hard to show that through radio, though.
Do you know the Cub Scout motto, Ryan?
Oh, do your best.
And are you trying to do your best today?
Oh, every day I'm alive, I will.
Very nice. That's a good Cub Scout spirit, huh?
I got the Cub Scout spirit.
You want to sing a song?
No.
Okay. You got the Cub Scout spirit. That's wonderful.
I want to sing a song. Can I?
Do you want? Go ahead. Go ahead and sing your song.
On the first day of Christmas, when you gave to me a partridge and a pear tree.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves
and a partridge and a pear tree.
Okay. We don't have that much time left, and I know we have a whole bunch of other stuff to cover. Maybe we can come back to the song later, okay?
Okay.
So we got the whole right side of the uniform. Let's go over to the left side, okay?
Okay.
So what's on the left sleeve?
What do you mean by sleeve?
On the sleeve, what are those?
The flag and Ardennes.
Do you remember the, do you know how to do the Pledge of Allegiance?
Of course I do. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for what it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Justice. Very nice. You did that very quickly, and that was very nice.
Yeah.
And so there was something else underneath the flag, right? What was that?
Yeah. Our den.
Oh, what den number are you?
Den number 2. T-W-O. 2.
Do you have a cheer?
What was the question?
Does your den have a cheer?
What's our den cheer?
What? Tell me.
Team Tigers were great.
Team Tigers
were great.
No, Team Tigers. No, Team Tigers were great. Team Tigers.
Okay, so let's go to the, on the pocket. Is there anything on top of the pocket?
What did you say again?
In the pocket, is there anything on top
Mom
of the
Mom told me to snort.
Mom told you to snort? Thank you for all of our listeners out there. That's that was perpetrated by his mom, so.
Let's go back to our show.
Okay, so on the pocket,
what did you say?
On the pocket of the, is there a patch, and can you read it?
One.
Den 2.
Oh, this one. On the pocket.
On the pocket.
This one, right here. This pretty one.
Cub Scout Outdoor. Cub Scout Outdoor Activity Award.
Very nice. That's very rare to get that one. What did you have to do to earn that one?
I don't know. Probably go camping.
And hiking?
Yeah.
And did you learn the safe rules of hiking?
Yes.
Ah.
But I kind of forgot them.
That's okay. Those are things that we can reteach. After that, there should be like a round, colorful patch on your uniform that has some words on it. Can you read that?
CPC, Columbia Gorts. CPC, Columbia Gorts.
Do you know what that is?
Columbian Pats?
I think that's your district patch. Right, that's your district patch. And that's kind of where you belong, where you belong to as well. Now in Cub Scout, in our council, they have what's called a segment program where you can earn little segments for different things. And then
with the pumpkin on it.
Okay, hold on. And there's different, and from what I understand, that you've earned quite a few segments so far.
Not quite a few. Let me count.
He's counting.
Okay. So we're going to find out how many segments.
Nine.
He's earned 9 segments in 6 months. That's pretty.
No, 10, I mean. Oh. I meant 10.
Okay.
10.
10. What are some of the segments that you have?
A segment with the word parade on it.
What did you do for that one?
Veterans Day Parade.
Oh, did you have fun at the Veterans Day Parade?
Well, of course, yeah.
And what did you do? Why did you go in that parade?
Because I wanted to support veterans.
Very nice. And what other type of segments do you have?
Well, a Suave Island one.
A Suave Island one? What's that one?
It has a pumpkin on it.
Oh, so you got one for going to a pumpkin patch?
Yeah.
Very nice. What else do you have?
I wish I could spell it, but I can't.
Maybe you can.
That's fine. Well, what else do you have?
Well, I see one that says you on it.
Oh, I think that one is for your unit being 100% boys' life, having boys' life for 100% of your unit.
Yeah.
Very nice. Do you ever look at the boys' life?
No.
Sometimes
we,
you magazine.
No, I don't.
Well, you should look at it because it has some really cool. It has comics and it's a really good.
I don't like I like stuff like Minecraft, like what?
But it has computer stuff in it and all types of fun stuff.
Yeah, computer.
The magazine's really interesting. You would like it. It has stories about scouts from all over the country.
No, I like an iMac. I like an iMac when I turn 13, or an iPad.
Okay. we'll put that on your Christmas list or your birthday list.
Okay.
And so what other type of segments do you have?
Well, one that has a tent on it.
What do you think that one was for?
Camping.
Camping, oh, very nice. What else?
One that has a shoe on it.
A what?
One that has a shoe on it.
Oh, a shoe on it. What do you think that one is for? Do you think that one might be for some of the hikes that you went on?
Hiking.
Very nice.
A shoe with a hat on it.
A hat.
That one
I think is actually a boat, and that's for your Rain Gutter Regatta.
The one with the pink?
Yes.
Yes. And this one, what else did we just finish? Just a little bit ago.
At 125?
What did you just make?
We're making today.
No, not today. It was
yesterday.
It was a derby that we went to. What was that?
What kind of derby?
I'm asking you. Something that where you made something that was orange.
Orange.
And yellow.
And you put it on a track and raced it.
And it has to do with space.
Hey.
Did you do a space derby?
No.
A rocket
derby? Rocket derby?
Yes.
Did you like the rocket derby?
But my rocket didn't go into space.
Okay. You're right. It didn't go into space. Did you like the rocket derby?
Yes. But somehow it didn't.
Okay. And I understand you have one that looks like a dollar sign, correct?
Yes.
What was that for?
what do you think it would represent if you have a dollar sign? What did you do?
Walking off.
I think that was for your fundraiser.
Scouting for food.
Did you do scouting for food?
Yes.
What is scouting for food? When you went and knocked on the doors, or you picked up bags that were out in front of the house.
Knock and knock.
But what was that?
Walk and knock. That's
okay,
scouting for food.
Did you enjoy? Did you have fun doing walk and knock?
Yeah.
Very nice. What did you do? I mean, did you collect food for the people that don't have as much?
I don't think so.
So that was a service project, right?
No.
Actually,
it was.
Anyways. Walk and talk isn't a service project.
Actually, it is. That's when we were picking up food and it was donated.
We got more money.
For people that couldn't afford to be able to get the food. And so,
at the store?
Yeah, sort of like that.
And you, for the dollar sign, I think that was for when you did resales to help support the pack.
Do you remember when you went out and sold wreaths?
Yeah.
Well, do you remember going up and knocking on people's doors and asking?
Knock, knock, who's there?
When someone came to the door, what would you say?
I kind of forgot again.
What would you ask them if they wanted to purchase? You would show them something.
Envelope.
It was a piece of paper with a whole bunch of wreaths on it, and you'd say, "Hi, my name is Ryan, and I'm with Scouts, and would you like to buy a wreath?"
Yeah. And almost everyone bought one.
Because you were so cute.
Where else did you sell them at?
Neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. But at your baseball games?
Yeah, that's all.
At the Columbia River Miracle League? They were very nice to give us a table so that we could sell wreaths there as well. You did a great job.
Yeah. Bum, 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 bum.
Very nice. So I think we're almost done with your uniform.
Bum, bum.
Okay. Are you almost? Did you want to talk about your beads at all, Ryan?
Yeah.
So you have like a big, like a paw, a tiger paw with a bunch of beads hanging down off of them, correct?
Yeah.
So what color beads do you have?
Orange, black, and white.
And what did you do to earn those?
Be good.
Just to be good, and then you got those? Were there specific things that you had to do to earn your orange beads?
Well,
remember when we did some of the crafts and the different things at our den meetings? Like, do you remember when we were working on the scrapbook?
Yeah.
And we also did leaf rubbing, and I think, let's see, I remember, didn't we do the food chart?
I don't think we did.
I think
we did. We did the food chart at camp one time. I think that's where you got that.
Oh, okay. And the Pledge of Allegiance, too.
Oh, I can say that, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I finally just thought you had to turn to the river, but with the one hour guy in the middle was over here and just fell.
Okay.
Well,
a little bit of silly pants, I think, on him.
A little bit of wild body, a little bit of the sillies right now.
Justin?
No, it's not Justin.
Is it Mommy?
No, it's not Mommy.
Is it Daddy?
No, it's not Daddy.
Is it Graham?
No.
Well, I think we're going to cut this radio show a little bit short today.
Ryan, it's still on the radio time, so if you have other things that you'd like to share about scouting.
Ryan, did you want to share anything before we go?
How much time do we have left?
Well, I think right now we're good. We can end this a little bit early because it seems like you're a little bit, you need a little focus time. And you've done a really wonderful job. I've really enjoyed having you on.
I'm not quite done. I'm going to sing the rest 12 Days of Christmas before release.
Okay.
On the
so,
first day of
Christmas. Wait, Ryan.
We want to wait for the host.
Ryan, can you hold on? I want to thank, before we say goodbye, I will let you sing, but I want to say thank you to you for coming back on your show and talking about your uniform and all of the different things that you've had. I want to thank your mom for coming on and helping as well.
Thank you so much.
For making me snort.
And thank your mom for making you snort, yes. That'll be there for posterity. And so, Ryan, I will let you sing the 12 Days of Christmas, and I want to thank everyone for tuning in today. I know today was a little more silly, more on the light side of things, but I think that's what we kind of all needed today. So thank you very much. And, Ryan, why don't you go ahead and sing the 12 Days of Christmas for us.
Ryan, here's your time to be able to sing whatever holiday song you want.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle and a partridge in a pear tree. Keep you. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three friends and two turtle in the partridge in a pear tree. Mom?
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four calling birds,
three French, two turtle and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me golden rings. Five golden rings, four calling birds,
three friends, and two turtles, and the partridge in a pear tree.
On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me six geese a-laying, five golden rings,
last time,
four calling birds, Three French,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear
it's
tree.
It's my turn.
Okay,
on
please take it away.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me seven swans a swimming, six geese a laying,
five golden rings,
catching by my arm, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the sixth. Eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me eight days of milk and seven swans, six geese a-laying, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the ninth day of Christmas,
my true love gave to me nine ladies jumping at them, seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the tenth day of Christmas, six of me, ten loads of leaping nine legs, and eight makes a milk and seven for swimming, six geese a laying, five golden rings.
Oh, goodness gracious. Thank you so much to the patience of all our listeners.
11 Piper Pets, 10 loads of big man, ladies, just 8 mega, 7 swans are swimming, 6 he's away, and 5 swimming, and 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, two turtle doves, and the partridge in a pear tree. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 drummers, drumming 11 pipes, and 10 loaves. My turn, 9 ladies, 8 maidens, and 7 swans are swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings, But we're calling friends, two turtles, and a partridge, pear tree, bumpy bump.
Thank you so much, and Merry Christmas to both of you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I will see you when I get back to the office.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, and have a great day.
And for those listeners who may have braved the whole song, we really appreciate it. Ryan is actually going to be on Autism Empowerment Radio tomorrow at 1 p.m., and we're going to actually be doing a holiday show. He requested to talk about all his favorite holiday traditions throughout the whole year.
And
all the holidays. So that would be a cute show to turn into. And we thank you so much again for having us here on Autism Misguiding Radio.
Thank you for
watching. Okay, they're now gone. That was nice to have them on. And it was fun. Again, it was a celebration of Ryan and him being a tiger cub. And we just wanted to lighten things up a little bit here on the radio show today and have a little bit of fun and can always have a fun time. Never know what was going to happen when we have Tiger Cub Ryan on, so we'll try to have him on probably one more time before the end of the, maybe when he crosses over to become a wolf at the end of the scouting season to kind of check back in with him. But it was fun having him on, and it was really a pleasure. And thank you all so much for tuning in today. And again, today is dedicated especially to our brothers and sisters in scouting in Connecticut. Thank you very much and have a great day.
You've been listening to Autism and Scouting Radio, your source for acceptance, enrichment, inspiration, and empowerment within the autism and Asperger's scouting communities. To listen to archives of previous broadcasts, visit www.autismempowerment.org and click on the Autism Empowerment Radio tab or visit our Autism and Scouting page. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you, everyone, and have a great day. And make sure you tune in. We're going to have one more show next week, an end-of-the-year special, talking about everything autism and scouting. Thank you much, and have a good day. Bye.
I'm back already.